love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, praise God, praise God, glory to God. Welcome again to your daily faith boost, your energizer, and it's Friday again. Yes, and I think you might be getting used to me doing that. Friday for us, once again, is that period where we take a break. All right, so there's no faith boost on Saturday, no faith boost on Sunday, so you have a whole weekend to, like, you know, regurgitate, if I could say that. All right, just reflect, think through. So how was the series over the last week? What did you get? What did you learn? What kind of impact did it have? You know, you just recalibrate if need be. Put things together. Well, learn this, learn that. You could even, you know, take a long walk, just pray in tongues and play, you know, two or three episodes that really just stood out to you. That's what Friday means to us. It's the beginning of a weekend where you have, like, time in front of you. Yes, I know you might have a few things to catch up on, family and business, you know, career, work stuff and all, but don't leave out your spirit. Don't forget Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And morning faith boost, your daily faith boost, is here to just energize that part of you. I mean, it's so exciting. You know, for some people, this is like morning devotion, daily devotion, all right, gets to set the tone for their day. And I count that, you know, a privilege, like really. And I thank everyone who really, you know, gives attention to listening. I mean, we're almost at 100 episodes. Glory to Jesus Christ. Like, seriously, praise God, praise God, praise God. So, guys, all right. A table prepared. So are you ready, ready, ready? Like ready, ready, Freddy, ready, Freddy. Praise God. We'll do the Passion Translation today for the 23rd Psalm. So I believe you're set. Are you? All right. So Passion Translation. And then we do Psalm 23 from verse 1. The Lord is my best friend and shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers me a resting place. He offers, rather, a resting place for me in his luxurious love. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love, okay? Take me to an oasis of peace. Take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear would never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I would never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast. Even when my enemies dare to fight, you anoint me. You become my delicious even when my enemies dare to fight. Full stop, all right? You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of until my heart overflows. Why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. Then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be with you, to be forever with you. This is beautiful. All right, quite poetic. Right, the Psalms, you know, have a touch of poetry and it's beautiful. Oh, thank you, Lord. Anybody wanting to just give thanks to him? Glory to God. We thank you. You are our shepherd. So close to us. Closer than we know. Closer than we know. But may we grow in our revelation of your closeness. Closer than we know, guys. He's not just with us. He's in us. May we grow in that revelation of the Lord's closeness. All right? Closeness. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the fifth verse, the A part, TPT, says, you become my delicious feast even when my enemies dare to fight. So that's what you and I are feeding on. There is a table prepared. There is a table prepared. So, hey, all right. So we know there's a table prepared. We know. So, but what? There are two words, right? Yesterday we talked about soteria and sozo, right? Salvation and saved. So today I want to talk about grace and faith. Cool. Ephesians and the second chapter, Ephesians chapter 2. Are you ready? Yep. So Ephesians 2, I'll pick it from the fourth verse now. Ephesians chapter 2. TPT says, but God still loved us with great love. He is so rich in compassion and mercy. Even when we're dead and doomed in our many sins, he united us into the very life of Christ and saved us by his wonderful grace. So he saved us how? By his grace. He raised us up with Christ, the exalted one. And we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. For we are now co-seated as one with Christ. Throughout the coming ages, we will be the visible display of the infinite, limitless riches of his grace and kindness, which was showered on us upon us in Christ. Now I'm going to go stop there. We did that, you know, some days ago. So we're not doing that today. All right. Now verse 8. For it was only through his wonderful grace that we believed in him. Nothing we did could ever earn this salvation. For it was the gracious gift, all right, from God that brought us to Christ. I want you to see that. So just run around that a bit in a few other verses, all right? So NLT says, God saved you by his grace when you believed, all right? You can't take credit for it. It's a gift from God, all right? Now NIV says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God. So I just wanted to bring that out. You are saved by grace through faith, all right? So TPT and NLT use the word grace, and then they use the word believe. Grace, believe. So I said, I'm talking about grace and faith. So say that again. It is by grace, all right? NIV, you have been saved through faith. I'm sure you know the King James already, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So two forces come into play. Grace. Faith. Grace is popularly defined as God's unmerited favor. I believe it is God's favor. Yes, it is unmerited, all right, because you don't do anything to get it. So it deals with that, but it's also God's ability made available to you. It's God's favor and power bestowed on you. It's the manifestation of God's love. Right, all that could help us to define the grace of God. So it's love. It's not something you qualify for. This is just a manifestation of the love of God, the grace of God. You understand that? So we're saved by grace through faith. Two forces. So you have to understand this. Grace makes it available. Faith takes it. Grace makes it available. Grace takes it. Again, grace makes it available. Grace takes it. So because through the love of God, many things have been made available to us that we didn't ask for, we didn't fight for. I mean, Jesus dying on the cross is the grace of God. All right? Us now being raised up, made to sit together with him in heavenly places, it is the grace of God. Do you understand? And that's why the Bible makes it clear. This is by grace. So our salvation, all right? Sozo, salvation is by grace. Please understand that. I'll read the King James of the 5th verse of Ephesians chapter 2. Even when we're dead in sins, he made us alive together with Christ. In our putting bracket, by grace are ye saved. And don't forget, saved, sozo, salvation, soteria. All right, so we're saved by grace, meaning you're delivered by grace, you're rescued by grace, you're preserved by grace. I mean, you're born again by grace. And we said being saved is not just, oh, I'm saved. No, saved from what? Into what? From what? Into what? From what? So that whole transaction of we being delivered from the power of darkness, all right, completely, you know, delivered and rescued from the tyranny of darkness and brought in, translated, transferred, all right, transported into the kingdom of his light or dear son. It's all a work of grace. That, all right, dear brother and sister, will not be enjoyed without the activity of faith. So in Romans chapter 4, and the 16th verse of Romans 4, all right, the Passion Translation says, the promise depends on faith so that it can be experienced as a grace gift. And now it extends to all the descendants of Abraham. This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law, but all those who enter into the faith of Abraham, the father of us all. So there's faith. So it says the promise depends on faith. The 16th verse, I'll read what now? NLT. So the promise is received by faith. Did you get that? The promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift. When you see the word free gift, yeah, it means grace. So it is given as a free gift, but it is received by faith. You want to say that? It's given as a free gift, but it is received by faith. Again, it's given as a free gift, received by faith. Given as a free gift, all right? So your salvation, given as a free gift. The blessing, blessed all spiritual blessing, heavenly blessing in Christ Jesus, given as a free gift, all right? God makes all grace abound, grace, all right? Given as a free gift, all right? I mean, the work of God, the angels, given as a free gift. You did not do anything to get angels to be at your command, all right? From the moment you showed up on this earth, you had an angel attached to you. Hey, and possibly before you did, but I mean, for the moment you showed up, you had an angel attached to you. So you've got to understand this. The promise is received by faith. It is given as a free gift. King James makes it clear, well, in case you're familiar with King James, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. So faith activates what grace provides. Did you get that? Faith activates, all right, what grace provides. Faith activates what grace provides. Let me read the Amplified Classic. Therefore, inheriting the promise is the outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith in order that it might be given as an act of grace, which is unmerited favor. Did you get that? I'll read it again. Therefore, inheriting the promise is an outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith in order that it might be given as an act of grace, which is unmerited favor. So grace says, I've got it here. Faith says, all right, we're going to get it. But how does faith come? Faith, you know, comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, all right? Now, when you fill up yourself with the word, faith automatically rises up within you because you have faith. The moment you got born again, you have faith. You got born again by faith, and that faith wasn't taken away from you when you got born again. Do you understand this? So you and I have got to come into terms with, hey, going back to what we did from the beginning, Paul said in Acts 20, verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, number one, and then number two, give you an inheritance amongst them that are sanctified. I'll say that again. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance amongst them that are sanctified. So you and I have got to come into terms with the fact that, hey, there is the knowledge of God's word we need a lot in this season. You and I, we need to. So what is on the table? Because it is by faith. I've got to listen. Therefore, inheriting the promise is an outcome of faith and depends entirely on faith. Did you get that? Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Let me read the CEV, right? The Contemporary English Version. Everything depends on having faith in God, so that God's promise is assured by his grace of by his gift of undeserved grace. So you and I come into the fullness of everything God's made available, and then we enjoy. I'm just wanting to repeat that. I think I must have said this thing like five different ways right now. But the point is faith. Faith. Faith is a receiver. Faith is a taker. So you can't find something in the word and wish it to happen. No, you receive. How do we receive? All right, you believe in the heart, with your heart, what God has said. The point of salvation, all right? Romans 10, 9 and 10. With the heart man believes, mouth confession is made. Heart man believes, mouth confession is made. So we go into God's word and you see what the word of God says. Wow, I believe it, then say it. Do you understand that? You believe it, then say it. Say it. You believe it, say it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I want to show you something quite interesting. Are you ready for it? In the 34th Psalm, all right, Psalm 34, all right, and then we're going to look at one interesting verse, and then for the next few minutes, I want us to just talk about this. So Psalm 34 and the 7th verse of Psalm chapter 34. Okay, glory, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. NIV. The angels of the Lord, all right, the angel, he puts plural, singular, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and deliver them. The angel of the Lord encamps around those that fear him and he delivers them. NLT. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all those who fear him. Do you believe this with me right now? The angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all those who fear him. The angel of the Lord, NIV, encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. All right? I like the Message translation. It says, God's angel sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. God's angel, all right, sets up a circle of protection around us while we pray. I like it for the circle of protection part. Of course, you know, even after you're done praying, the angels are all around you, right? But I love this. God's angel sets up a circle of protection. Remember what Job said, you know, what the devil said to God concerning Job? He said, you've put a hedge of protection around him. Job didn't know. Job was afraid, thinking, I don't know what my kids might have done. God might get angry and strike them down. Let me offer a sacrifice. 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 And, you know, and the devil said to God, listen, I can't touch that guy because there's something around him. You and I need to realize that there's something around us. There's someone around us. There are some ones, if I could add an S or many S's to that. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him to deliver them. Message again says, God's angel sets up a circle of protection. God's angel sets up a circle of protection. Oh, hallelujah. Amplified Classic says, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, who revere and worship him with awe, and each of them he delivers. Okay, the angel, all right, encamps, all right, around those who fear God, who revere, all right, and worship him with awe, and he delivers them. And this is beautiful for you and I to understand. So that means you and I have got angelic protection. We've got angelic protection. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Anybody wants to say that God's angel sets up a circle of protection around me? I have a circle of protection around me and around all that concern me. I have a circle of protection around me, around all. Why are we talking angels today? I just believe we should, all right? It's been on my heart like 3 days now. I kept it in my notes. I thought I might get to it. I'm glad we're getting to it on a Friday. God's angel sets a circle, all right, of protection around you. Do you want to take a minute and speak that over your home? Speak that over everything that concerns you. Speak that over yourself. Speak that, all right? Don't say, and then, you know, you're still afraid. No, the angel of God sets a circle of protection around you, and it delivers you. Hallelujah. All right, so your children are delivered. Your business is delivered. You are delivered. You are delivered. The angel of God sets up a circle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Circle of protection. Thank you, Jesus. Around you. Hallelujah. Because you and I need to understand. Remember, we've dealt with the fact that we have an inheritance, okay? So, look at what the Bible says, all right, in the 13th and the 14th verses of the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, NLT. And God never said to any of his angels, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. He didn't say that to any angel. He said that to his son, and we are in the son. 14 now, therefore, angels are only servants, spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. Therefore, verse 14, angels are only servants, spirits sent to care for people who will inherit salvation. That's you and I again, soteria, all right? Angels are sent forth, all right, to minister to we who inherit soteria. Soteria belongs to you because you're in Christ, you are saved, you have salvation. Please have that in mind, all right? You're saved, you have salvation. Angels minister to you. NIV, verse 14, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? You might wonder, but why is it will inherit? Have we not inherited it yet? There are stages and phases of salvation. The first phase was our spirits receiving the life of Christ Jesus, you know, we getting born again. But then there's a complete package of salvation. Ephesians chapter 1, 13 and 14 says, the Holy Ghost has been given as our down payment, all right, until the day of redemption. You know, are we there for not redeemed? No, we are redeemed. But just like salvation, there are stages, right? Same as salvation, there are stages in redemption, in that until we receive our glorified bodies, until we're transformed into that complete image that Christ is right now at the right hand of the Father. Salvation, therefore, is not complete. So we have the Holy Ghost as our seal, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, until that final redemption, until that final salvation. Do you understand that now? So we are the ones to inherit God's final plan, full package plan of salvation. We have it, and then we walk all our way into the end of it, all right? So walk out your salvation, all right? So it's we have it already, so we keep walking it out. It keeps manifesting until there's a fullness, whether we are, you know, with Christ, and then we appear with him, or we are on the earth when he comes, and then we're just changed. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So angels are ministering spirits. Angels, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen to Jesus. All right. Message says, isn't it obvious that all angels are sent to help out with those lined up to receive salvation? Everybody here is using the word soteria. Soteria, because that's what the angels are out here for, making sure that things get done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I read the Amplified and the Amplified Classic. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent out, watch this, by God, please note, to serve, accompany, protect those who will inherit salvation? Of course they are. This is the Amplified, not Classic now. Amplified. I like the way it puts it. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent out by God to serve, accompany, protect those who will inherit salvation? It says, of course they are. So you and I, glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we enjoy angelic ministration. In the name of Jesus, we enjoy angelic blessings. Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we have angels ministering for us, ministering to us, ministering for us, ministering to us. In the name of Jesus, we declare that the devil is bound concerning us. Yes, the devil is bound, Satan. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you command. I mean, we ask, which means to command. All right? We command now. In Jesus' name, you take your hands off our finances. You take your hands off our health. You take your hands off every single thing that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we say, angels, you go forth. All right, you make these things happen. All right, even when we speak the word of God, we know the angels are working. But go ahead, speak the word. Speak the word over your home, over everything that concerns you. Money comes to you. Money comes your way. Doors are open to you. Favor comes to you. Wherever there's harm, these angels, all right, they have charge to care for you. They accompany you. They protect you. They preserve you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we enjoy a great manifestation, an operation of angels. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, I read the Amplified Classic. And not the angels, all ministering spirit servants sent out in the service of God for the assistance. They are sent out in the service of God for the assistance of those who are to inherit soteria, salvation. So angels are sent out in the service. They are doing our Father's will by caring for us. They are doing our Father's will by ministering to us. They are doing our Father's will by ministering for us. When we speak the words of our Father, the angels act out as if our Father spoke. So that's why you and I must speak. Things are getting better. You have to speak. My life is moving upward. You have to speak. These things are working together for my good. You have to say. Child of God, you have to say. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the 12th chapter, all right, of this book of Hebrews now just blesses us some more. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12 tells us in the 22nd verse that, hey, we have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. NLT says, to the countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. To the countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. NIV says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly. So where you and I are, of course, King James, if you know it, says you've come to an innumerable company of angels, uncountable. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We enjoy angelic ministrations. We enjoy angelic protections. We see it. We see it. Thank you, Father. We're delivered. Hallelujah. We're kept. We're accompanied. We're protected. We're preserved. All that concerns you this weekend, in the month of August, the rest of this year, you will grow, number one, in the reality, right, of the ministry of angels. Number two, you will grow. You will grow. You will enjoy an increase in angelic operations, because now you know that that's what faith does. That's what teachings do for us, all right? When you're taught, you get to know. Faith comes by hearing, all right? And then your faith is active. Don't forget, faith takes what grace has made available. Angels have been available all the while. They're available for you to keep you, guard you. Don't say, things just go wrong. Things just don't work. Don't forget, Bible says you watch your words because angels are around you, all right? Don't speak carelessly. Nobody knows what's going on. No. Don't speak carelessly. And sometimes, most of us even know the right things to say, but we don't say them. We don't say them. The angels, all right? Psalms tells us that they hearken to the voice of the word. They are waiting to carry out what God says, all right? And then God has spoken in his word. You now pick that word and you speak it out. Did you get that? You pick the word, you speak it out. So we're going to end now by declaring 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. So are you ready? We're going to declare 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And verse 8, glory to God. And King James says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, all right, so that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. This is God's word. So you speak it. What happens? Angels go about, all right, bringing favor, opening doors, shutting crazy doors, making sure, angels go about. Angels go about. Hallelujah. Again, King James. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you. You could even remove Abel if you want and just say, God makes all grace abound towards me, so that I, always having all sufficiency in all good work, all right? I mean, in all things, may abound unto every good work. The NIV says, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, all right, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound. God blesses me abundantly. Anybody saying that? God blesses me abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that I need, I will abound in every good work. I like that use of the word all. God blesses me abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that I need, I abound unto every good work. I'm using the NIV. God blesses me abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all I need, I abound. Now, this is available for you because you're in Christ, all right? But your faith activated, and part of what faith does, don't forget, faith without works is dead. So you can't believe you are bound to every good work and then you're not a giver. So learn to be a giver. Learn to act it out in faith. No matter how small you think it is, respond and say, I believe I have abundance, so I will not be stingy. Or I know, sometimes it's not even about being stingy. I will not be lack-minded. Now be led as to operations, but let your faith have a corresponding action. And keep declaring as we close right now, God makes all grace abound towards you. You use the NIV. God blesses me abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that I need, I abound in every good work, all right? And like the song we've been playing all week, all right, Bethel Music, Goodness of God, all right, His goodness, His favor, everything is running after us, abounding unto us. So child of God, speak the word, speak the word, speak the word. Please don't forget, join me 5 p.m. Nigerian time on Sunday, all right, for the influence of the Spirit, and share everything, and let more lives get blessed. Glory, glory, glory to Jesus Christ. Just always so good to hang around and be with you. All right, so looking forward to seeing you next week. Bye.